Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end.
Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, BT, you want to hear from Mikal Bridges here?
Let's go.
Met the media today for the first time as a member of the Knicks. We got a bunch of clips here we'll play for you. First one, he talked about excited to be a New York Knick.
I don't know much to say. I'm excited to be here, excited to be a Knick, you know, excited to play MSG, excited to see my guy Spike Corsat. Just great to be here. You know, obviously, just the team we have and Tibbs and everybody. You know, I want to thank a lot of people. Thank Leon, thank my agent Sam and Jordan. You know, thank the Nets organization, everybody. You know, they've been great since I've been there, so... You know, just really appreciative and, you know, excited to get to work. I hate that it's the summer because you got to wait, you know, a long time to play, but I'm really excited.
Mikal, what was your reaction when you heard the news about being traded to the Knicks?
Man, I was actually not. Usually I'm home. I don't travel that much, but I was traveling. And just crazy when it happened, you know. It was just wild, you know. Just not thinking that was going to happen and, you know, it was just a crazy moment. It was really crazy. And teammates, I mean, you know, everybody's great. You know, I got relationships with a lot of people, obviously, outside Minova guys, you know, OG. You know, I was excited, you know, when they signed him back. You know, I've always been a big fan of OG. And I think I, you know, said a lot of things about him, you know, when I was in Phoenix and Brooklyn as well. So, you know, I got a lot of players, Julius, everybody, so I'm excited.
You know, a lot of people, Mikal, look at you as the final piece, maybe filling in all the gaps now on this loaded Knicks roster.
Yeah, man, I think it's not gonna be that hard, honestly. I think it's just, you know, knowing just the brand, you know, to play here and just playing the right way. It's just who I am. It's like a natural thing, you know. So it's kind of going to USA, kind of the same thing where, you know, obviously USA playing last year, the role is going to change, and just being ready. I adapt, you know, pretty fast. And listen, I just want to win. And I know the things I got to do, you know, to help, you know, win. And so I'm excited.
You know, Mikal, one thing BT and I always talk about, how are the Knicks going to stack up against the Boston Celtics? Not that the East has no other teams. You know, the Sixers are going to be good, everybody else. But how do you think you guys stack up against the Celtics?
Listen, man, I haven't probably been in this building for about 40 minutes. So I still got to get to know everybody and stuff like that. But it's a day-to-day process, you know. Obviously, there's a lot of great teams all over, but we kind of just got to figure out what we got to do together, you know, as a team and stuff. So,
did you know Jalen Brunson would be this big of a star in the NBA?
Yeah, I mean, JB's just who he is. I think when he first came here and signed here and everybody, you know, saw his contract and everything, and I think a lot of people didn't understand who he was. And I actually kind of tweeted about it, like, you must not know who he is. You know, I know how much he works. I know how crazy his father is. Is he still in here? So I know what he's capable of. And so that was kind of simple for me. But, yeah, you know, obviously just JB in general, just, you know, building over the years, you know, playing in college stuff, it's kind of like second nature, you know, playing basketball with him. He plays the right way, you know, kind of know how to play off of him. So, you know, I'm excited to play with everybody with him, and everybody else on his team.
And I'm sure that's one of the reasons why you wanted a trade out of Brooklyn, right, Mikhail? Come on, we all know you pushed for a trade to the Knicks.
Sean said everything. Like, you know, I kind of even try to say as much as I can when I was tweeting about things and my Instagram posts. But no, I mean, it's just not who I am. It's just not. It's just, yeah, that's what it is. So I'm happy Sean had a chance to kind of tell everybody. But, you know, no matter what you say, they ain't going to believe it anyway. So I don't know. Like, I keep telling the truth, but.
Yeah, I'm not buying it, Mikhail. You're right. Last one for you. You worried about playing a lot of minutes under Tibbs' style of basketball?
I mean, it's great. I know Tibbs' a great coach, and I think, I mean, one thing, like, who doesn't want to play? You know, who doesn't want to play all the time? And just who he is, just how he embodies and how structured he is. And, you know, that's where I came from. That's high school, college, you know, with Coach Monty as well. Just those guys, you know, I fit for that. And, yeah, I know everybody say all them jokes about Tibbs and stuff, but I'm like, y'all must not have been watching me in Phoenix, because Coach Monty will play me 48 minutes, and the man played me 50-some minutes against De'Aaron Fox in Sacramento. And y'all know how fast they play, and I was sick. So I was sick as a bat, literally out there, couldn't breathe, and I'm playing 50-some minutes. I was on the freaking chair after we won, like, laid out. And I don't think Monty knew I was sick either, but he was just like, oh, look at him. That's what we do. And I'm like, I'm like, let's just get on this damn plane, please.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
You know, I like him a lot, BT. I don't think that there was a better fit for the Knicks. You could argue that there were more established players or better superstars, you know, quote-unquote on paper, like Paul George. I think Mikal Bridges is the perfect fit for the Knicks team, and I think he's going to be a star.
I was stunned when they got him. I mean, I was absolutely stunned. I was floored. I was pumped, obviously, but I didn't see this coming. There was a lot of speculation. I know Evan jumped into this a lot. He talked about it. And, you know, I think it was a bit of a pipe dream for some of us because the Knicks had all these assets and you would think the Nets would rebuild. That obviously the Nova connection, we probably simplified it and made it seem as if it was more plausible than it really was. But I don't know. I mean, even like when the Knicks got Stephon Marbury, I wasn't even remotely stunned. Like, this was kind of a stunner. It's a perfect fit. In terms of the personality, it's a perfect mesh in terms of what he does well. And, you know, the other thing about this Knicks team, they are just so likable, right? They are such a likable group of guys.
Yeah, well, I mean, we love Brunson and the way that they fit in with Hart and the fun that they have with each other and DiVincenzo and all that. I think Bridges fits right in.
He does.
And I think he's going to be a perfect complement to Jalen Brunson. Now, we'll see how it all works together with Randle being back healthy and OG Anunoby, and they're going to get a backup center and moving guys back now to the bench, a lesser role for Hart and DiVincenzo, which I think makes them stronger ultimately. But yeah, I don't think this is a... There's not a question about a ball hog or a superstar player that wants his minutes or needs to be the focal point. I think he's going to fit in perfectly to what they do, not to mention, as you said before, that he's a terrific two-way player. He can score from anywhere on the floor, create his own shot, and also defend the perimeter.
The only question is one that you don't think is going to be much of an issue that I think could be, and that is Randle's role. That is Julius Randle not willingly accepting less of the share, like the usage rate and all that stuff, which should decrease. I mean, just based on the players around them. But I think he'll be a willing participant and a good teammate. I don't believe fully, like you do, that his skill set and the quick decisions that will be required to keep this offense humming and keep everybody happy and keep everybody eating is going to be as seamless as some think it is. That worries me.
That will probably be the number one question going into the season. How will this group look with specifically Randle back healthy? Because, like, Anunoby, he's going to factor in. You know what his fit's going to be.
Hey, he's going to be open to the corner, shoot 5 threes a game.
And defend.
Like, and a couple fast breaks. That's it.
Yeah, fine. Randle, not because when we last saw Randle, he was clearly the, well, I mean, maybe not one we less on, but he was the primary guy with the ball in his hand, the primary scorer.
Yeah.
Then with Brunson emerging, he took a little bit of a second seat, but still played in an all-star level. And now Brunson is really the number one option, and they have a legit number two option in Bridges, not to mention the third option in Anunoby. There are plenty of options to go around. Where is Randall going to fit his game into that? I think he is going to fit in well. And I think the Knicks are going to be better afford a big, somewhat big, who could stretch the floor, who would also score down low if you need to. But I think that's the biggest question mark about this team. How are they all going to mesh specifically Randall?
I'm not as convinced. I know that you are and some are, and it's polarizing. I don't think there's much. Don't get me wrong. I'm very intrigued by the possibilities. Like, if it does work, wow. Wow. I mean, that's a wow moment. I'm not so sure that it is. That is a real, for him, it's going to be a real recalibration of what he's been to this team. I know he wants to win. I know he's a team guy. I think the effort will be there in terms of fitting in. I don't know if he's fully capable of being the efficient, clean player that they need him to be with all these other shots going around.
And
I don't
know.
It
could be the difference with them winning a championship or not. All right, we'll get back to your calls on the other side. 888-808-1019.